It details what we already know. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A new report showing inflation surged again in May. Consumer prices up 1% from April. The increase from a year ago, way bigger.
8.6%. That's the highest level in more than 40 years. December of 1981 is when it was higher. In fact, the number one hit song in the country at that time, Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John, and anyone under 40 is going, who's that?
Now, everything's more expensive, from gas, which hit another record high today, to food, to utility costs, to airfares, triggering a Wall Street sell-off. The Dow's down 650 points.
From the White House perspective, an official reached out to me yesterday to get in front of this number. They're saying that they're seeing inflation going down by the end of this year.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence says they blame gas prices for inflating everything else, and they blame Russia's invasion for the surge at the pump. Now, Republicans blame President Biden's policies for all of this. They also were not impressed by last night's primetime TV Capitol ride hearing. Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox,
Nothing came out of it that we didn't know before, and it didn't change anybody's minds. At the end of the day, this committee is trying to prosecute Donald Trump for crimes that he did not commit.
It's a Democrat-led House committee investigating, and they played new footage and claimed it was an attempted coup. Fox's Chad Pergram's at the Capitol.
The panel played new video and audio tape of those close to the president. That included former Attorney General Bill Barr, who said there was no fraud in the election. There was dramatic testimony from U.S. Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards. She sustained a traumatic brain injury defending the Capitol.
There were officers on the ground. They were bleeding. They were throwing up.
A Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer is expected in court today after Christopher Scher was charged with murder and the death of a black man at an April traffic stop. Cell phone video shows the man on the ground and then him being shot in the back of the head. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Again, there is a big sell-off on Wall Street after that worse-than-expected inflation report. The Dow is now down 729 points, adding to yesterday's fall. The Dow's lost more than 1,300 since Wednesday. The NASDAQ is plunging over 300. The S&P 500 off by 100 points. The price of oil's down slightly, still above 121 bucks a barrel. Now, we mentioned earlier the gas at a new record high. It's up more than a penny today. AAA's national average for regulars now over $4.98 per gallon. Diesel, an all-time high also, $5.75.
Another thing that experts have pointed out, we are officially in hurricane season. If a storm hits the Gulf Coast and those refineries, on top of all the other pressures we are already seeing on our gas infrastructure, that would be another thing that would create problems. So this is really just the beginning of the summer, but we are seeing the start of a real gas problem.
Fox's Madison Allworth, and as we all deal with those high prices filling up our cars, unless you drive an electric one, there's a far different story about the cost of doing something else in a car.
If you have sex in a car and contract a disease, can you make the insurance company pay up? A woman in Missouri is demanding Geico do just that after a man insured by that company gave her HPV, commonly known as genital warts, during a romp in his vehicle. She wants more than $5 million. A lower court ruling found the woman is entitled to the award. An appeals court agreed, but Geico has filed a federal lawsuit arguing the claim is not covered by the man's policy. The provider stated Thursday the suit will determine if her claim is legit. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Tonight, Game 4 of the NBA Finals in Boston. The Celtics lead the Golden State Warriors 2-1. Last night on the ice, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Rangers 3-1. The two-time defending Stanley Cup champs now lead the NHL's Eastern Conference Final 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.